suing over pollution. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. As part of our week-long series on cancer and the environment, we're talking about going to court. Some people turn to the courts because they think pollution has made them sick, and they think they know who's to blame. But the courts aren't always the best place to turn with these kinds of cases. Sarah Alvarez explains.
Kathy Henry lived along a river in the Midland area that Dow Chemical contaminated with a chemical called dioxin. The EPA says dioxin is likely to cause cancer. Henry's property had high levels of the chemical, so she and a group of other people sued Dow. She was more than a little nervous that first day in court.
I guess I was a little overwhelmed by it all. Very interested in watching the proceedings.
But what does she feel like now?
We're just frustrated to the point that I have no respect for the process anymore.
Henry's frustrated because her case has taken 9 years. The case isn't over yet, but it's not looking good for Henry.
We just wanted the courts to force Dow to basically buy our house so we could leave. And we couldn't really afford to just pack up and leave on our own.
Henry's group has not been successful in getting Dow to pay for any moves or for medical monitoring to look out for future health problems. These cases aren't easy for the companies being sued either. They take up a lot of time and resources. Sarah Gossman teaches toxic tort classes at the University of Michigan Law School.
A toxic tort is a lawsuit for personal injury. These cases are complex, they're difficult to prove, they're very expensive.
Let's say, for example, there's a case where people say a company released a chemical into their water, and now some of them have cancer. Sarah Gossman says it's going to get complicated right away.
I think a lot of the difficulty comes from the lack of scientific knowledge about how people get cancer.
There's one other thing.
Since cancers don't usually show up for 20 to 30 years after the exposure, you have to reconstruct after a great length of time what actually happened. That is the big issue around toxic torts.
Sometimes the system works for plaintiffs. When it does, they can win a lot of money and really change how companies act. But it doesn't happen often. Sarah Gossman says maybe the courts aren't the best place for these kind of fights, but people keep ending up there anyway. Why? Because the laws that should protect people from toxic substances in the first place and keep them out of court are weak.
Right now, the federal laws governing these substances, the main federal law governing it, which is called the Toxic Substances Control Act, TSCA, is widely seen as a failure. It doesn't actually protect people's health.
In fact, that law, it's basically been locked in a drawer. Gossman says the EPA hasn't even tried to use it to regulate any toxic substances at all in more than 20 years. So what are people supposed to do? Well, there are alternatives to the court system, like the 9/11 Health Compensation Act. People who got certain diseases from dust after the Twin Towers collapsed got some money automatically to pay for certain health problems. But that's not happening on a wide scale. So people will still turn to the courts if they think the environment has made them sick. And what advice does Kathy Henry, the woman suing Dow right now, have for those people?
So all you can do is try, but I wish them luck.
For the Environment Report, I'm Sarah Alvarez.
Tomorrow, in the final part of our series, we take a look at cancer prevention research and what we know about avoiding cancer before it starts. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.